Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Mimorazi Sheyichu, the schus Moshe Peshtim, Rasa Moshe Mordechai. We have a series of Shiurim in Paragela Messias, Alpi Toilan Smolan, and going with the Navazitzal. Says the Gemara, Tafchovov, on the base, Vama Rava Rosel, Shanafla Natluf Neyer, Shalmas, the Baisla of Yabakulam. If a person sees a coin that fell and he takes it before Yayosh in order to steal it, he's over on three Isurim. He's over on Los Sigzol, Hashefti, not stealing, Hashefti Shivim, the obligation to return a lost object, and Los Suchalis Alim. One should not hide one's eyes from, hide oneself from a lost object. Bavagav de Chazer Lacha Yayosh. Even though he gives it back then after Yayosh, that's a gift. And the issue that he was over. Frekter Shainim, that we say earlier in 21b, the Afagav de Shamini de Miyash, the Bissof, Loave Yayosh, Chesliadi Yisura Siliadi. That even if you hear the guy having Yayosh at the end, it's not considered Yayosh. Because when it came to his hand the Isser. It came to his hand before Yayosh, it came to his hand the Isser. He's not koinu with the Yayosh. He's Bisura Siliyadi. And if so here, where he took it before Yayosh, it can't be a Sur. Well, maybe he's not koinu. So how do we say that it's a Matana? What's a Matana? He's not giving a Matana. He's giving the guy what belongs to him. He was never Kona, because the Surah Siliyade, he was never a king. Ramban and Muhammad answers, I'm quoting his Lashon, and then hopefully we'll explain. The Bishlam Mech, Shanat Lub Torah Tzavedi, Bela Amas Lekoza Kodim Yash, Tiyo Shalik Nasa Biyash, Mene Shalik Yad Abayla, Vishem El Sokhar Alay, Shalahem Hu, Hilkoch Le'oila, Mene Niknes Biyash, Hov Yash, Mene Bershis Abayla. And therefore, it's never nicknames b'yeyush, since it's considered as it's still b'rishus ha'bailim. But this guy. Who takes it on Manas L'Gozla? This guy takes it on Manas L'Gozla. So, for the Bailam, as far as the Bailam is concerned, it's Kimunachas B'Karka. And it is Nikneis B'Yosh. The Ramban makes a chiluk between where he takes it, the Teras Aveda, he's a Shemesacher, he's never Kona with Yayosh. When he takes it on Manas L'Gozla, he's not considered a Shemer, and then when the Bailam has Yayosh, it's Nikneis. To explain the Kasha of the Ran, the Gemara concludes in Meruba 66a that Bigzela on an Enakon of Yesh. That if somebody steals it, he's not kona with Yayosh. Why? Because Bisura Siliyade. Because he came to his hand Bisu. Tosis there explained that that's because he was already Mischayv Vasheva. And so too by Aveda, the reason Yayosh doesn't help was Yigiel Yada. Kodim Yayosh is because he was already Mischayv Vasheva. However, according to the Shittas Ramban, you can't say this because the Ramban explained that by Aveda, the reason Yayosh doesn't help is because it's Bishus Bailam. So you see that otherwise, Yehosh should be effective, even though he's ready to mischayv v'ashava. If so, we see that the Ramban holds that the Chiyuv HaShava is not Ma'akev the Yesh. Just because there's a Chiyuv HaShava, that doesn't mean that there's no Yesh. It could still be Yesh. The reason he's not Mischayev, the reason B'Suras L'Adibai V'Edi Yesh is ineffective is because it's still B'Shis HaBayim. But if it didn't mean for the B'Shis HaBayim, then the Yesh should be effective. So the Chiyuv HaShava is not Ma'akev Yesh. So according to this, we have to say, but that of Yesh doesn't isn't effective b'gzeila, even though it's not b'rishis habayim, is not because the chiyuv hashava, but rather because he's over in nisur b'gzeila, and that's because Yesh is the heter of the Torah, and we was over earlier on, and the nisur b'gzeila there's no heter Torah of Yesh. And according to this, the Ran asks, lachan ami b'sugi and narsig as well, where he takes it before Yesh in order to steal it, Yesh shouldn't be effective because he's over in all these asurim, just like b'gzeila Yesh is ineffective. If he's over in the Yisr of Geza, so to Ba'aveda, Shalakach La'atzma Lufnei Yeyush, it shouldn't be effective because he's over on an Yisr. So let's see the Ran again inside. Vein ze mechover. He says, I don't like the Ramban's Pshat. Why not? The Rabba Gufa, because Rabba himself said in Perak Merubah, Kav Yeyush, Tegzeil, Dekon, Imit, Arayis, Durban. Rabba declares in Bava Kama on 666a, if Yesh is Kona, they're Raisa or they're Rabbana. That's what it says there. Idoi Raisa, maybe Yesh is Kona by Gzela, Doi Raisa, like a Motzi Aveda. A Motzi Aveda, since Kevin de Miyai Shmori Minei, Mekami de Seisi Lidei Kanile, שכאשר את יש בעליה ממנה, כאן עושה, doesn't the guy call for himself. Since it comes into his hand, before the finder finds it, he's calling. So חנם הקיים למייה ישמרי, since the Bailam is מסיעה ישמרי גזלה, קני לה. So you see there's a kinyan, just like by Aveda, there's a kinyan that works to arise, so too here. Or maybe now. Because an Aveda comes into his hands of a heter. But here it comes into his hands of a iser. And the rabbis say that the gazlan is kind of the chayfer, it's al-takanas v'shavim. In order to help the gazlan do tshuva, they shouldn't have to turn the gzeila itself, just the monetary value. So he quotes that Gemara. Alma, the kula da aveda migzela, ain't a well of the vetera asiliyadi. So we see that the kula of aveda, the reason aveda is more kalb than migzela, that by aveda you're kona midarais and by gzela durabban, it's because by aveda it came into his hand beheter. Avazushanat la masla gozim, tchil over alav vesed aveda. This guy, it came into his hand migzela, so that's bisuri asiliyadi. And he's mischayv b'hashavasa. Gzeila gemura. So this is mamish like zeila. In our case, it's mamish like zeila. So how can you say pshat, the Ramban, how can the Ramban say pshat, that amanas l'gozla, if he takes the object and brought it and take it for himself, it's beseder, it's his. It's not his. And according to the Ramban, it would be his. The only issue with the reason you're not calling Aveda is because before you, if you found it before Yeyosh, it's because you're Yad Bailam. But here, by Gzeila, you're not the Yad of the Bailam, you're not a Shemba for the Bailam, so therefore you can keep it. No, you can't. Because it's Besuras of the other. So what's Pshat in the Ramban? It says Rabbeinu, that the Ramban holds, that the person's over on Yitzhak Gzeila is not an independent reason that Yeyosh should not be effective. Not that Yesh isn't effective with Zela, is because where the Isser of Zela is the Goyrim Li Yeush. Shinsug Zela wa Gorem Li Yeush. Azlo in Ischade Shahetu Torah Li Yeush. Where the Isser of Zela causes the Yeush, there's no Heter Torah of Yeush. The fact that he stole it is not enough of a reason that Yeush shouldn't help. The reason Yeush doesn't help is because when the Isser of Zela is the Goyrim the Yeush, the Heter of the Torah wasn't Mischadish. But it doesn't say that Isser of Zela didn't say that there's no Yeush. It says that there's no, actively there's no Yeush. It just says there's no, not enough of a reason for the Heter Torah of Yeush. As far as Yeush is concerned, you need that the object be Avud. And where he stole it, the only reason it's Avud Me'abayim is Avud Zela. Because this we say that the Gzeil, which is the Isser, that can't be the guardian for Heter Yeush. And if Yeush doesn't help Gzeil, it's not enough of a reason for the Heter Torah of Yeush. And according to this, we understand the Ramban here. That by Aveda that he takes before Yeush in order to steal it, Kona be Yeush. Shabbat Aveda, then regarding an Aveda that the man takes, before Yeush, in order to steal it, he's going to be Yeush. And you can't compare it to regular Gzela, where it's not going to be Yeush. Because here, the Garim Yeush is not just the Gzela. But there's another Garim Yeush. That's an Aveda. Ah, so there is a Garim. In other words, if there was a Sibar Chiyuvit, that Gzela means no Yeush, then it wouldn't help that it's also an Aveda. But it's not an active reason, it's not a Sibar Chiyuvit that there's no Yeush. The fact that it's Zeil is not a Sibar Chiyuvit, there's no Yeush. The fact that Zeil is not enough of a reason for the Heter Yeush. For the Heter Yeush, it needed to be an Aveda. The Torah only said Heter Yeush by Aveda. And here, in our case, we're talking about where it's an Aveda. It's also Zeil, but it's also an Aveda. And that's enough to create the Heter Yeush. And that's why he holds that here in our case, Amanas Legozla, so he's going to be Yeush. Kedin Motze Metzia Lacha Yeush. So that's Shittas HaRamban. Shittas HaRamban is that as long as you have the Goyrim of Aveda, that's enough to be Mechel, to cause to come into effect the Heter of the Torah, wherever the Ran of Yeush, wherever the Ran, and he can become, wherever the Ran holds, that Yeush is an effect of Gzela, is because since he was over first on the Isser of Gzela, there's no Heter Torah of Yeush. The Heter Torah of Yeush doesn't help. You need to have an Aveda alone, the Heter Torah of Yeush, but not with Gzela. And therefore he says, an Aveda that you took on in order to steal is no good. Because you're right, it has din Aveda, also din of Gzela. So it emerges according to this, that Yeush doesn't help Gzela, there are three Shittas. The Shittas HaTosfos, Yeush doesn't help because it's a Chiyuv HaShava. That's Tosfos in Bava Kamma. There's a Chiyuv HaShava, Yeush doesn't help. The Shittas HaRamban, Yeush doesn't help, because Yisur Gzeil alone can't be a Goyim for the Yisur of Yeush. And the Shittas HaRan, is that once you're over on the Yisur of Gzeil, that's it. It's not that Gzeil is not enough to be Meichel, the Heter of Yeush. It's that once there's an Yisur of Gzeil, there's no Yeush. According to the Ramban, Zeil is not enough for the Heter of Yeush. If you have a Veda also, then that's good enough. But if you just have Zeila, that's not enough. According to the Ran, it's Sibach Yuvit. No, once there's Zeila involved, then there can't be a Heter of Yeush. Advarim Me'irim Kesapirim Baruch Hashem. And we have so much more to say. We just ask that God give us life. And it's Hashem will continue. And we'll see. Gracie, Gracie, and the flows of Mitteret Hashem is Baruch. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.